Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn? Today's topic is school.
And the title of our lesson is Fun at School. Fun at School. Marie, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
We learned that schools in Asia have parties to celebrate the school's birthday or anniversary. There is a lot of food and games they can play.
Parties are great. Friends, before we continue to talk more about these fun things to do at school, let's read. Here's Marie to help us.
Alex shows Linda a picture. His friends went to a high school anniversary celebration. In the picture, they were eating chicken feet. Alex and Rob remember their school's birthday celebrations. They made signs and decorated the school. Rob and Taylor heard a radio ad for a school fair. They want to go and enjoy the food, games, and face painting.
All right, so now we need to learn our keywords for today. Then we'll get started. Here's Jack.
Hello, Alex 在看一张照片，那是他的高中同学回母校参加校庆活动的照片。照片里的同学在吃鸡脚 ，chicken feet， 名词脚就是 foot， 它的复数比较特别是 feet feet。Rob 说，美国呢在庆祝校庆的时候，学生会画标语、标示牌，并且布置学校。这些标语、标示牌就是 sign。They made signs and decorated their school. Rob 在广播节目上听到一个广告。Rob heard a radio ad for a school fair. 名词 radio 可以指广播节目或者是收音机。A school fair 是学校的园游会，会有好吃的食物和好玩的游戏。Taylor 说，在园游会里呢，常常会看到有人做脸部的彩绘。They often do face painting at the fair. 脸就是 face.
What are you laughing at, Alex?
A funny photo. I got it online.
Why is it funny?
My friends went to our old high school's anniversary celebration.They're eating chicken feet in the picture. See?
Those don't look like good snacks.
They are. A school's anniversary celebration is like a fair. You can eat all kinds of snacks there.
Wow, I'm just thinking about all the fun memories I had from school. We had some pretty funny times.
School memories can be very funny. Well, Alex was laughing. He's laughing at a funny photo he got from Line. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
Linda 问 Alex 在看什么? Alex 回答说, A funny photo, 一张滑稽的照片。我们要说明一下形容词 funny。funny 是形容好笑滑稽的样子。另外呢还有 fun 也可以当形容词。但是呢它是表示好玩有趣愉快的意思。所以两个形容词意思是不一样的哦。我听过有人说我们昨天去游乐园玩 ,it was so funny! 你这样说的话是在说昨天去游乐园很滑稽这样就不对咯。你的意思应该是It was fun, 很好玩。我们来看几个例子。跟老朋友见面很愉快就说 It was fun to see them again. 或者说 We had a fun weekend. 我们度过了好玩的周末。另外某个人的个性很搞笑很滑稽也可以说 He is so funny. 对于好笑的电影就说 That was a funny movie.
Thank you very much, Jack. Marie, what things are funny to you?
Well, stories and jokes are funny. Hey, Peter, can you tell me a funny joke?
Okay, let me think. All right, you guys listen carefully. What did the bacon say to the tomato?
I don't know. What did the bacon say to the tomato?
Let us get together.
Let us get together. I get it. Like the vegetable lettuce. Peter, you are very funny.
Oh, I know. Well, anyway, Alex got a funny line video, or was it a photo?
Yes, he got a funny photo. His friends went to his old high school's anniversary celebration, and they're eating chicken feet in the photo.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a funny photo, chicken feet. Well, that is interesting. Is that a food?
Chicken feet? That's a strange food. I guess people in Asia like to eat chicken feet.
Yeah, well, wow. People are having fun and thinking about their friends from school. Let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Hi, Alex. Linda told me about your picture.
She didn't like it, but chicken feet are a delicious snack.
I know. I remember my school's fall festivals. They were fun.
Do Americans have school celebrations?
Yes. When I was a student, we made signs and decorated the school. We sold food too.
Wow. I should go to an American school's fair.
In our conversation, Rob tells Alex about American school celebrations. When Rob was a student, he made signs and decorated the school.
Well, let's take a look at this picture. This is a sign. It says, open. Now, you can see this kind of sign at restaurants and stores.
There are many kinds of signs all around us. When we go on the street, we see signs for places to go to buy things. For the mall, we see signs in stores. We read them all the time, everywhere.
That's right. And I'm sure Rob made beautiful signs for his school. Now, Alex thinks school celebrations in America are really great.
He says, I should go to an American school's fair. And we should go to Rebecca. She will tell us more about this.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you. A grammar point. If you want to say that you should do something, you can use this grammar point. I should go to a place. For example, I should go to that restaurant, or I should go to my school. Now it's up to you to use it. Thank you, Rebecca. Now let's practice together. I should go to Australia this winter. I should go to the movies today.
I should go to the car wash. My car is dirty. Okay, friends. Now it's your turn to try to use today's grammar point.
Well, maybe one day Alex will go to an American school celebration. Peter, what kind of celebrations do you like?
Well, I was thinking I would love to go to a celebration at a school in Asia. I think that would be interesting. Maybe I could go with Alex one day.
Oh, I think he would like it if you go with him. All right, friends, we learned a lot, but right now we need to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. So we're talking about fairs. Do you have a favorite thing at a fair?
I do. I really like all the games at the fairs. They're so much fun.
There are many to choose from, and it's a fun thing to do with friends. Well, we have one last conversation. Let's find out what happens together.
Hi, Taylor. Did you hear the radio ad for Washington Elementary School's fall fair?
Yes, I want to go.
I do too. We should go and take Alex.
Great idea. He would like the food and games.
I like the food and games too.
They often do face painting at school fairs. That's fun.
It's all fun. Let's plan to go.
Oh, so one of our friends hears something on the radio. You can listen to the radio too. There is music, news, and other programs on the radio.
That's right. Taylor heard the radio ad for the school's fall fair. She says, I want to go.
I want to go.
Peter, you can't go. You have to work.
But I want to go. Marie, that's today's calendar phrase.
I want to go.
I want to go.
我想去。
The boy band is having a concert.
Ooh, I want to go.
The concert is next Saturday.
I want to go.
The concert starts at 7 o'clock.
I want to go.
Tickets are $50.
$50? Maybe I don't want to go.
Me either. I want to go.
I want to go.
我想去。
What a fun calendar phrase. You know, I want to go to the fair too, but I can't. Peter and I both have to work.
Well, we can always go next time. But Rob has a great idea. They can invite Alex to this fall fair. He would like the food and the games.
And I'm sure he would like the face painting too. Hey, maybe they can invite Jack too. Here he is to teach us all.
Taylor 说学校办园游会的时候呢，常常会玩脸部彩绘。They often do face painting at school fairs. 请看看这里的 face painting, 脸部彩绘。它是一个名词和一个动名词的组合，两个字组合成一个活动名称。这种组合叫做复合名词。我们来看看几种类似的例子。比如说 sightseeing, 观光 ,window shopping, 逛街 ,bike riding, 骑单车。这些都是名词加动名词的复合名词。另外我们要说说复合名词呈现的方式。第一种是像 bike riding 这样的，它是用两个字来形成复合名词。第二种呢，是将两个字中间用连接号连在一起的，比如说 window shopping 逛街。最后一种呢，就是把两个字合并成一个字，像 sightseeing 观光就是了。老师说，到底该采用哪一种形式没有一定的规则。一般来说，用连接线是比较保险一点，连起来表明是复合字，不会造成阅读上的误解。而变成一个字的复合名词，多半是大家常常已经用这个字很久了，很广泛了，行之有年了，所以渐渐的复合字就变成正式的一个字了。总之呢，你会看到这三种呈现方式，你以后阅读的时候可以观察一下哦。
Thank you, Jack. Well, face painting is so much fun. Don't you think so, Marie?
Yes. When I went to a carnival, I got a butterfly painted next to my eye. It was beautiful and colorful.
Well, our face has many things. It has two eyes, one nose, one mouth, and two ears.
That's right. Well, friends, it's that time. It's time to review. Let's begin.
Here's the first key word for today. Foot. Foot. Sorry, I stepped on your foot.
Sign. sign. The sign says office.
Radio. Radio. Do you listen to the radio?
Fair. Fair. We can play games at the fair.
Face. Face. You have food on your face. All right, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to be practicing them at home. And now let's watch our conversation one more time. Here we go.
What are you laughing at, Alex?
A funny photo. I got it online.
Why is it funny?
My friends went to our old high school's anniversary celebration. They're eating chicken feet in the picture. See?
Those don't look like good snacks.
They are. A school's anniversary celebration is like a fair. You can eat all kinds of snacks there.
Hi, Alex. Linda told me about your picture.
She didn't like it. But chicken feet are a delicious snack.
I know. I remember my school's fall festivals. They were fun.
Do Americans have school celebrations?
Yes. When I was a student, we made signs and decorated the school. We sold food too.
Wow. I should go to an American school's fair.
Hi, Taylor. Did you hear the radio ad for Washington Elementary School's fall fair?
Yes, I want to go.
I do too. We should go and take Alex.
Great idea. He would like the food and games.
I like the food and games too.
They often do face painting at school fairs. That's fun.
It's all fun. Let's plan to go.
Monkey Man?
Oh, these are pictures of the school fair.
Ooh, the school fair was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, look, here are your friends from school.
Oh, yeah. What a celebration.
Yeah, look at all the decorations.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, look, there's the sign I made.
Oh, what does it say?
It says banana eating contest.
Oh. Oh, and look, there you are eating bananas.
Yeah. I won the contest!
Oh, I know. Look, here's the picture of you with the prize.
Yeah, I won a whole bag of bananas. What a great day.
Yeah.
It was much better than studying.
Give love to others, and you'll have a brighter day.
Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm listening to a song that I wrote. I really love music. I like to listen to all kinds of music. Music makes my life more interesting. But I have a question for you. How do you listen to music? These past few years, I usually listen to music on my phone. But before that, I had an MP3 player. And before then, I had a CD player. And before then, well, I used other things. Technology really has changed in my lifetime.
Many people enjoy listening to music. But the way people listen to music has changed over time. For many years, people could only listen to live music. But soon, someone invented a phonograph. This allowed people to listen to recorded music. A few years later, records became popular. People put records on a record player, and the player would play the music. Many more years passed, and people started using cassettes, and then CDs became popular. Cassettes and CDs were a lot smaller than records, so people could listen to music when they were away from home. Then, in the late 1990s and early 2000s, things changed again. People started to listen to MP3s. Instead of going to a store to buy cassettes and CDs, people started to download music from the internet. They could listen to music on their computers. They also bought MP3 players so they could take their music with them wherever they wanted to go. Then things changed again. People started using smartphones. Now people listen to music through the cloud. They can listen to music anytime and anywhere there is internet. Will things change again in the future? Maybe.
Music is an important part of many people's lives, and there's so many different ways to enjoy it. What is your favorite way to enjoy music? Some people still enjoy buying records and CDs or listening to the radio. Others prefer to download music from the internet. My favorite way is still listening to music live. I think I'll make more music right now. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you next time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, fairs are a lot of fun. Families all go together. I remember seeing everyone with a face painting on their face.
Yeah, some of the face painting is very interesting. One time, I saw a little boy with a tiger face paint. It was so cool.
Wow, yeah, everyone has a different thing. I saw a little girl with little hearts drawn on her cheek.
Aw, how cute. Okay, friends, we learned a lot today, and we hope you had fun. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.